Hi, can I speak with Shona?
Shona speaking. I'm sorry about today. It's been a bit chaotic.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, is Elliot returning the call from MMA Legal? Is it a good time to speak now, is it?
It is, love, yeah.
Perfect, yeah. So, I mean, all do need to do, to be fair, is just take a few, just make sure the details that we have got are down correct, take a very brief statement, and then we will just look at getting the, claim process from there for yourself. So, just to confirm, I've got your name as Shona Mackenzie Pears.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And could you just confirm your date of birth?
Certainly, it's 23rd of July, 1966.
23rd of the 7th, 66.
Did you say 23 or 7, 66? Yeah.
And the best email address is smpears1966@gmail.com?
Yes, love.
Yeah, can you just confirm your door number and postcode for me?
It's number 57, and the postcode is Delta November 123 Hotel Zulu.
Perfect, and that's the Oval, is it?
Pardon?
Is that the Oval?
Yes, well, it is, yeah.
Yeah, 57 the Oval. Did it
happen? Yeah.
Perfect. So would you have been known by any other names at the time?
Shona Mackenzie. I wasn't married back then.
Yeah,
sorry, no, who's it's calling again?
Sorry, so it's MMA Legal.
Oh, right, so okay.
You've applied online through our... obviously asked us to give you a call. And
yeah.
What age was it that you was placed into care?
Oh my gosh. No, I was in care twice. The first time, I don't know. The second time, I think I was about four. I think I was about 4 years old. But there's no paperwork to back it up. I tried to trace it a couple of years ago. And I know the social worker was a woman called Mrs. Petrie, but there was no space in the foster homes in Greenock where I was living, so they moved us out of the area to a place called Dunoon. Now, I chased up a couple of years ago to find out why I was in care the very first time, which I must have been younger, and the paperwork for the care home in Dunoon, all the paperwork was destroyed in a flood. So there's no record of it. There's no record of it in Dunoon. There's no record of it in Greenock.
So when we obviously look through, we do get loads of different things. So files from the government, social workers, like the care home itself, anything, even medical records and stuff like that. So we will be able to find some kind of trace. Obviously, we get a lot more than you probably did at the time, to be completely honest.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
But it was more in curiosity because I didn't know. I mean, I was there with my brother and sisters, but obviously I couldn't ask on their behalf because I'm not allowed to. And I was just curious because my mum died a long time ago, and I was curious about why I was in foster care twice.
So just to confirm, Shona, just because I'm going to have to ask a couple of these questions in a minute, you see.
No,
it's not a problem. It's just we've just got a new system, so it's hard to operate it all. Do you know the name of the home that you went in when you was 4 years old?
I think it was the same home on the two times. I can't honestly say at the moment, but it's still operating in Dunoon. It's the only foster care home in Dunoon.
How's Dunoon?
Do you want me to spell it?
Yeah, Dunoon, yeah, if you can spell that for me.
Yeah, it's D for dog, U for umbrella, N for November, Oscar, N for November.
So, and that's in Argyll, is it?
Yeah.
And it's a foster
care. I don't know if it's called maybe something like Dunbar Home or something like that, but I can't say for certain. I can get the name. I can Google it.
Yeah, don't worry. I mean, I'm looking on Google now myself, to be fair. There is a clue. There's Dunoon Home... there's a few different places, to be fair.
I would need to look at the photograph of it.
Yeah.
I would possibly recognise the name, but if I find the name, then...
There's Ardenheim Care Home, Ashgrove Care Home, Arden Lake Care Home.
No.
Well, to be fair, when we make this claim anyway, we'll be contacting the local authority, so I can just put a note
okay.
to the face, to be honest. You know, you was only 4 years old.
Yeah.
So it's not like you can remember all the details anyway, to be fair, is it? It's not a problem.
No.
So if you can just explain to me just a little bit as well, only briefly, but what kind of like abuse you did experience at the time when you was there?
Well, the woman that ran it, she was, you know, you get these typecast characters, and she was quite bullyish. And I remember the one occasion that she was making us go to Sunday school. I was there with my sisters and brother and my cousins, I should add. And she was making my older sisters and my cousins clean out the potties from under the bed. She wouldn't let us go up and go use the bathroom during night time. She was making everybody go to Sunday school, and I didn't want to go. And she got a hold of me, and she forcibly put on my duffel coat and basically screaming in my face, "You are going." And I remember being quite manhandled for her to get my coat on, and her reinforcing it by telling my sisters that they were to take me and make sure that I got made to go to Sunday school. Other than that, there's a lot of it pretty vague. I was made to sleep in the same room as my brother and my male cousin. They were, my brother's only like a year and a bit older than me, and my cousin, he's about 2 years older than me, but my brother and my cousin were fine. There was no abuse from them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you said, like, so like if you was ever in trouble, or if you was ever, did they like try to like restrain you and like, you know, grab hold of you and things like that then?
Well, she was quite hands on, you know, when if she wanted us to do something and I don't want to do it. I remember it being quite hands-on. I think it was one meal time, and either I didn't want to eat what she'd made, or I can't remember. I remember it being quite forceful about making us eat what she'd prepared, as if she even done that. My sisters might even prepared the food.
Yeah.
She's just an old witch.
And, like, then she'd make you... so, you obviously didn't want to eat the meal. Did she make you, or then would she make you skip a meal, or what was... Sorry.
I think it was basically, what was in front of you. You didn't eat... I don't remember... There wasn't anything, like... I don't remember there being any options. I don't remember there being any, like, fruit available, or yogurts or anything like that available. So, you either ate your dinner, or you done me out.
Yeah.
I think my sisters had a harder time with her because she made them do the cleaning and everything up and downstairs and all that.
Yeah. And was you witness to any kind of abuse of, like, you know, anybody being abused from them as well at the time? I know you was only young, but is there anything that you can remember, like, of, or any that your brothers and sisters have told you or anything?
I know that my brother seems to talk about, he doesn't really like talking about it an awful lot, my brother. He was, let's say he was a year and a bit older than me. When I try and talk to him about it now, he just says that there was a lot of bullying. He hated it there, which was unusual because usually my brother and my cousin, they were kind of, they're best mates, you know.
Yeah.
And I find that I can't really understand. I can't get him to open up about what exactly happened, but I know he absolutely hates it now, as he did back then. So there's quite a lot of passion with that hatred for the place. I don't remember anybody else being in the house to help. I only remember this bloody woman and how bullish she was about us doing cleaning and my sisters, you know, and emptying the parties. And
are you still in contact with
Sorry?
Are you still in contact with your brother and sister?
Yeah.
Just obviously
I can try and get more information out of them about it.
If they would like to make a claim as well, just so you're aware, we can obviously speak with them in regards to that.
I'll certainly pass the information on. I don't know about my brother because he won't open up about it a lot. But I'll certainly certainly talk to him about it. My cousin, with two cousins that my mum fostered at the time. I know the second time we were in the foster home because my mum was dying of peritonitis, blood poisoning, so they had to take her into hospital. I think she nearly died a couple of times with that, so that's why we were in foster care. My dad's had to work.
Can I just confirm your brothers and sisters' names?
I'll only give you the first names at the moment till I need to run it past them before I can give you the full names.
I'm not going to ask for the contact numbers right now. The reason why we need their full names at the moment is just because their names will be on any files that we try to locate as well. So I'm not going to ask for their contact numbers. I won't contact them without your permission. Take their names,
It's Aileen A for Apple, I for India, L for Lima, Echo Echo, November. So that's Aileen McGugan, McGugan.
Yeah.
And my brother is called Fergus, F for Foxtrot, Echo, Romeo, Golf, Romeo, Uniform, Lima.
No worries.
Not Lima. Not Lima, Sierra. Sorry.
Sierra. No, don't worry about it. Like I said, it's just for obviously when we search for the records and things like that. So just one more thing that we do need basically in order to make this claim. We do just need from yourself proof of ID. So like a picture of a passport or a driver's license. And also a proof of address that's dated within the last 3 months.
No, I wouldn't. If you could send me an email, I can sort the pictures out tonight. It's just I've got all my documentation. I've got all of them in the one place, and it's like at the top of the wardrobe to keep them safe. So I need to get the ladders out to get to the top of the wardrobe sort of thing. So if you send me an email, I can email them right back to you, love.
Yeah, do you know when you'd be able to get them at all?
Probably in the next... depending on how long the phone call goes, up to half an hour once we finish the phone call, you should have them and be in receipt of them.
No, that's brilliant, thank you. So all it is, I have just sent a message over on WhatsApp. It's a lot easier for sending pictures and things like that, you see, usually. So if you could just reply to that with just a picture of, like I said, an ID and a proof of address dated within the last 3 months. All we need after that is just a form that I'm going to send. It's really easy to sign. I can talk you through it. It'll take about 15 seconds. But just basically, obviously, once that form's signed as well, it'll give us permission to, you know, contact the places and get the files on your behalf. Just one more thing that we do need as well, Shona, is we do just need to put down kind of a beneficiary for yourself as well. Somebody, if anything was to, you know, touch wood, if anything was to happen to yourself and they would obviously be entitled to, you know, get the money on your behalf, who would you like us to put down for that?
My daughter.
Yeah, what's her
name? Mrs. Emma, E-M-M-A, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P.
Perfect. So yeah, what I'll do is I'll get this form sent over to you now then, obviously, as soon as I am leaving around 6:30, but if you're getting back before 6:30, I'll give you a call straight back and we'll get that last part signed and from there for you, okay?
All right, my love, thank you so much.
Great. No worries, I'll speak to you shortly then, Shona, thank you.
All right, my love, thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.